being an ideal role model. Being an ideal role model. How can I be an ideal role model? How can I be an ideal anything, really? I go through life in a very busy manner, in a very busy way, and very busy things, and I do all sorts of wonderful things that make me happy. But how can I be a role model? How can I be an ideal role model? What sort of things must I do to be an ideal role model? What sort of life must I live to be an ideal role model? Why do I want to bother to be an ideal role model? Well, think about it. I don't give a darn about being an ideal role model for anybody else. I give a darn about being a role model for myself. I choose as my most important aspect of my world, my life, my beingness, is to be an expression of who I am. And if who I am is beautiful and good and fantastic, and it is, then so be it. If I am is not beautiful, good, and fantastic, so be it. What is it that I want to do? What is it that I want to think? What is it that I want to have in my life? What attitudes are important to me? Really? Where am I? Why am I? Being an ideal role model. If we would stop trying to be something that we are not and be what we are, we'd find that we are very wonderful people. We are very wonderful beings. We are indeed the ideal role model. If we were just to be ourselves and have fun, love ourselves, love our life, love everything we do, think that it's just the greatest, most wonderful activity we could ever have in our life, then we would truly be doing fantastic things. Now, what do you want to do? How do you want to live your life? How do you want to live the activities that you think are vital and important to you? Do you want to always tell the truth? Then live your life in such a way that there's no place for anything other than the truth. Do you want to always be loving? Unconditionally loving, that's such a lovely word, phrase, unconditionally loving. Do you want to be unconditionally loving? Are you unconditionally loving? Not that you want to be, are you? Then, that's beautiful. Are you a friendly person? That's lovely. Are you a generous person? That's very nice, too. Are you a wealthy person? Hey, how'd that get in there? That's a nice idea. Are you a wealthy person? Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. I am. I have all the things that make my heart happy and make me delighted. Are you surrounded by beautiful friends all the time? Are you a beautiful friend? Are you the type of person people want as their friend? Do you like yourself as a friend? Are you a good friend? Well, that's very wonderful. Now, all these things that we've been saying here, these are the things that an ideal role model would be role modeling. All these things are things that an ideal role model would be. An ideal role model would live their life in that way, but that's not, they're not living it because they want to be a role model. They're living it because that's their way of life. That's their way of thinking. That's their way of living. That's their way of being. There's nothing else that really makes any difference to them. Nothing else that really makes any difference to me, except to be myself and have fun. And if myself and having fun that I consider having fun are acceptable in society and life and the world, then, hey, that's great. When would anything that I do, that I call being myself and having fun, be unacceptable? Anything that I would do at any time that it would be called unacceptable would be when I'm trying to tell another how to live their life. When I'm trying to be a role model for somebody else, I'm trying to be a master for someone else, I'm trying to be the pack leader. At any time that I would do something like that, I am not acceptable. I am not the ideal role model. But hey, isn't that what an ideal role model does? An ideal role model is that which they are 100%. They are only expressing that which they are. That's true. That's true. An ideal role model is only expressing what they are, but they don't think that they're doing it for anybody else. They're only doing it for themselves. They're only saying, I am being myself and having fun, and I like it, and I like it. And everybody looks on it and says, hey, that's a good way to live. That's a right way to live. When you are with a group of people, are you the pack leader? Are you the role model? Are you the one who shows the way? No. Are you the one who lives your life according to your values and your way of thinking? Yes. Do you ever try to tell another person how to live their life? No. Do you ever try to tell another person what they should think or say or do? No. Do you have a pet, then you train that pet to behave and to do the things you want that pet to do? Is that what you do? No. No. How do you house train a pet? How do you train a pet? You don't. You merely take a pet outdoors to do his duty, and you take him to wherever it is to be done, and then you come in the house, and when the pet is about to do his duty in the house, you just take him outside. So you train him that he knows that he goes outside to do his duty, but you don't train him. You just are alert. You are making sure that any pet in your world does his duty outside. You are training yourself to know that any pet in your world is a loving pet. Any pet in your world is an unconditionally loving pet. You see, what you're doing, you're training yourself that any pet you have is a well-directed pet, a well-trained pet, if you will, but you don't train him. You just, if you train him at all, you train him only through your consciousness. You are astute and you're aware when he needs to do his duty, and you take him out to do it. And you, in the process of going out all the time, he knows that that's the place to do it. And that's the place he wants to do it. And he wouldn't feel guilty doing it in the house. He just wouldn't do it in the house. He only does it outside. Now, when you have your children, are you the ideal role model for the children? Are you the person who the children look at and say, well, Mommy would never steal, Mommy would never tell a lie, Mommy would never do a naughty thing? Well, they may say that, and that may be the truth, but you don't train them in that. You just don't do it yourself. You just are always honest. You are always loving. You are always considerate. And then all of your children have you as that role model, that is what is the thing to do. And that's what they do. That's what they do. Monkey sees, monkey does. And children see, children do. Neighbors see, neighbors do. Husband, wife, family see, family does. What are the values? And I guess there's a beautiful point. What are the values in your family? What are the values in your life? What are your values for life? Not that you want to demonstrate it for anybody else. That's what you do. Hey, come on, let's go and do something bad. And you say, I know something good that I like to do right over here. Let's do that. No, I don't say let's do that. I'm going to do that. Whether you come along or not, that's up to you. I am going to go over and I'm going to wash this old lady's windows because they need to be washed. And I want to do it because I want to do it. And I'm doing it not because I want the old lady to like me, not because I want the world to think I'm a good person, but because I want to wash those windows. Because for me, I see through the windows pretty. And so I do things for me. I do things for myself. Being an ideal role model is being your ideal self. And if the world sees it, super. If the world doesn't see it, super. It doesn't matter because all that matters is that you are living it. What would you do if no one were looking? How would you act if no one was aware of how you were acting? How would you talk if no one was listening to you? How would you do anything? If you are your ideal self, if you are being your ideal self and having fun, what more is there to life? That's the true role model, but it's a role model for yourself. It's the values that you guide your own life by. It's what you feel is important for you. It's not what others do. It's not what others will do because you are doing what you do. It's that you do what you do because that is you. You do what you do because you're the ideal role model to yourself. You are living what you believe. You are living who you are. And you are loving who you are all the time. And it's the greatest experience in the world. And it's all that matters. Because this is what life is all about. And this is what you are all about. And this is what I am all about. Being an ideal role model for myself. Being the pack leader for myself. Being the one who has values for myself. And that's all that matters.